Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 1, Mishnah 10 of Maseches Trumos. We begin by concluding the first Perek of Maseches Trumos by quoting and stating a general rule, and that is as follows. We say, Ein tormen midavar shenigmara melachto al davar shelo nigmara melachto. So we've essentially come to intuit, and I think even state this explicitly already, but here is the general rule that the Mishnah gives in order to summarize the Perek, that we can't separate Truma from something whose processing is finished, for something whose processing is not finished. And you can't separate Truma from something whose processing is not finished, for something whose processing is finished. And we can't separate Truma from something whose processing is not finished, for something whose processing is not finished. Rather, we can only separate Truma from processed produce for other processed produce, the intermon betrumas and truma. But if people did separate truma either from or for unprocessed produce, then the truma is going to be considered kosher. So we did explain that actually there is an exception to this rule. We did that earlier in the perek, but that is essentially the general rule as we just stated. Now moving forward to perek, that's the end of perek aleph. Now moving forward to perek beis, Mishnah aleph, chapter 2, Mishnah 1. So we begin as follows. In tormen mitahor alatame, you can't separate truma from something that is tahor, for produce that is tame. Why? Because we're concerned that you're going to violate a certain halacha called mina mukav. Mina mukav means that the produces need to be relatively close to each other when you take them as truma, and so we're concerned that you're not going to keep that properly, because you're going to be concerned that you're going to be matami the one with the other. So they say, I'll keep them far apart, you'll violate mina mukav, and so therefore it won't really be considered really truma. V'im tarmu trumas and truma. But if you did separate this truma from a tahor produce for a tame produce, then the truma is still going to be considered kosher. Be'emes amruan, in truth, the chachamim said, ha'igul shel devela shenitma miktsaso, if part of a round cake of pressed figs became tame and part of it also remained tahor, then torim minatahor sheyishbo al hatame sheyishbo, one is allowed to separate truma from the tahor figs that are in it for the tame figs that are also in it. And there is no concern that one is going to violate the halacha of mina mukav, because the tahor and tamei figs are already touching each other. They're in the same cake. V'chein aguda shel yarak, v'chein aruma, and so too, when it comes to a bundle of vegetables or a pile of produce, whatever it is, when you have some that are tamei in the pile, some that are tahor in the pile, so one is not allowed to designate tahor items. Sorry, one is allowed, rather, to designate tahor items as truma for the tamei items, because they're also already touching each other. So hayushnei yigulim shi agudos shi arumos. But if there were two round cakes of these pressed figs, or two bundles of vegetables, or two piles of produce, so achas neve achas torah, and one of them is tamei and one of them is tahor, so then lo yisrom mizeh alzeh, so one cannot separate truma from this one for that, since they are very distinct and separate items, so he may actually be able to keep them apart, which would therefore violate the halacha of mina mukav. And finally, Rabbi Eliezer says, tormen min hator al tame, so one is not allowed to separate shruma from produce that is tahor, for produce, tormen min hator al tuma, one is allowed to separate shruma from produce that is tahor, for produce that is tame, in all cases, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim did not answer, they didn't prohibit any sort of separation, because of this type of concern, that one maybe would be keeping the items too far apart. That wasn't such a concern, and so therefore Rabbi Eliezer says that you are allowed to separate truma from produce that is tahor, for produce that is tame. Again, tahor, you can't separate from tahor produce for produce that is tame, because at the end of the day, we would allow such a thing. We're not so concerned that you're going to keep things too far apart. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph of Perek Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.